I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Tina.
And I'm Jess.
And I'm Frank.
And I'm Pat.
And this is Pardon My Stash. Welcome to Pardon My Stash, a podcast about crafting within the fiber arts and how awesome it is.
I can't believe we did that in one take.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
One take.
No, usually the intro takes us like five. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
I know, and we did it in one with two extra people.
So I know.
I think this is
how many times did we have to do it on Wednesday?
That was funny.
It was bad. Like it was real bad. We had case the giggles.
We're doing stuff today.
When are we not doing stuff?
Dre is hosting.
This is
I'm
like
hosting today. We're actually
crazy stuff.
You guys are in for a really like special treat because, as you have already guessed, we have two special guest stars on this podcast this week.
That was my cue.
Surprise. Cue. It's Frank and Pat. You asked.
Frank and Pat.
You asked, we delivered.
Congratulations.
And here they are. But before we get into this week's fantastic episode, we are going to see what we are all working on, Jess.
So I am still working on the Catnip Pullover by Andrea Rangel. I finished two rows.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I've still got, I don't know, like 15 before I'm at the end of the pattern, and then I have to do like other parts of the sweater. We're getting there.
Meg?
I'm still, surprise, I'm still working on Winter Light by Meg Gadsby with Fiber Optics Cashmere Gradient in Texas Blue Bonnets. I think I did like four rows yesterday, but I wasn't counting. I know, that's really exciting for me.
It's
like,
super exciting.
I have not been knitting very much, but I got a lot done during gymnastics yesterday, so... getting it done. Still having fun.
Woohoo.
Pretty good stuff.
Tina?
So I'm working on a cocoa bean that's a Frankenstein.
Sweet.
I love everything about that.
So I found a brim to a hat that was completed. So I did the 1x1 ribbing. And then I went, okay, let me just like finish this hat. It's not the right count, but it's the right count for the repeats that the cocoa bean does. And then I started doing one thing and then I realized it's not the cocoa bean. So I looked up the pattern and I went, oh, I probably should do this, but I didn't feel like tinking back. So there's just a giant mistake in it. And then I just kept going.
But no one will notice that.
No.
The cocoa bean hides things really well.
Yeah.
That yarn is so vibrant enough that it's also going to
hide a lot.
There's
this lovely like pearl row that I just kind of added in.
Okay. You know what? I like
and then
that
it
though.
Starts doing the cocoa bean.
What's that yarn?
That's a Malabrigo Rios in. Hold
Thought
on.
It was a Rios. What's
Liquid it? Amber.
It's good.
Ooh,
it's good
it's
stuff.
Beautiful.
Nice Thank colors. Dre. What you got, Dre?
I am still working on the Bananasaurus.
I love that sentence.
I do too.
Everything about that sentence.
I had recast on and restarted the Bananasaurus because it just wasn't coming out right. And now I am done with the body. Unfortunately, I have to go back and remake the peels because the peels were enormous compared to...
Well, you said you went down a hook size. Right?
I went down...
It's weird how much
sizes.
That changes.
A lot.
Yeah.
It changed a lot. Like, mm-hmm. they are enormous peels. So I am redoing the peels right now and then I can continue on and do the finishing up. And I'm very excited. It's coming out really nice. It is... The body is fully stuffed. It's pretty good.
It's squishy. Is it still more swollen on one side than the other?
It is still more swollen on one side than the other.
I love that for him.
I do too.
Bananasaurus.
Yes.
Well, he's like us. He has a better side.
Yeah, he has some muscle definition.
It's a better side than another.
Frank, what are you working on?
Well, in the last 2 years, I'm getting back into my gaming. So I bought a PS5, and right now I'm currently working on God of War Ragnarok.
Nice.
I love that. That's a good one. Yeah.
That is a good
oh,
one.
Actually. I'm like,
oh, actually. Oh! I love that sound effect. I think that's so funny. Yeah, so I'm about 30 minutes into the main storyline.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The graphics are really good in that game. I'm really enjoying it.
It blows my mind like how cinematic games have gone.
Oh, they're really nice
so
these
it's
days.
It's like, Jesus, I'm watching a movie. I'm playing a movie,
yeah.
First of all. But like just the gameplay in and of itself, it's so intricate. And just, I don't know, man. It's wild. Because I used to game all the time when I was younger, and then I just got away from it.
Yeah.
So as we just all do. Now getting back into it, like, this is the first time I had a PlayStation since PlayStation 2.
Really?
Oh, wow. That's a big jump. Yeah.
That's a big jump.
From before 2 to that, 5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, well, when crazy Spider-Man how far they've came too.
I waited like years even after that came out because I wasn't playing much anymore.
Oh, but, okay.
When we moved, we set up our own like little game room, and I was like, you know what? Got the itch back to get back into it. So, yeah, it's been fun. Cool. It's been real
awesome.
Fun. Yeah.
Patrick?
I'm building a brand new school.
Oh, nice. Wow. Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah, me too. So we are turning lights on.
Nice.
A little scary sometimes, but everything's going good. I had to step away for last week, went to a different school to work on, but I'm back. And let's see, the pattern is by Tecton Architect.
Nice. To preface this, Patrick is an electrician.
Yeah.
And he's the foreman on his job.
Nice.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
How far into completion are you?
It's supposed to be done end of May.
Nice. Oh wow, that's super close. Wow.
That's real cool.
You know, like how in theater there's like Hell Week? Well, for like tradesmen, it's like Hell Month.
Oh. It's the whole month. That last stretch.
Yeah.
The whole month.
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine.
Nice.
So we have a very special episode for y'all this week. As I said, we do have Frank and Pat, and they will be here participating in Nailed It Fiber Edition for those who know nothing about the fiber arts. We are going to kick off our Nailed It with Who Knows Who Better.
Oh, boy.
In this game, we are going to give you each some prompts to find out if Patrick knows Tina better or if Frank knows Drea better.
Oh, Jesus.
Should we preface like how long we've been in a relationship with each other and stuff like that?
Frank and I have been together for 6 years.
How long have we been together?
We have been married for almost 13.
Okay.
And together for over 15.
Okay. So, yeah, we've been together for over 15 years.
Those are good numbers. Solid numbers.
I don't know. I feel like you guys have the edge here.
You'd be surprised. You'd be really surprised.
I don't know. It's a good test, Drea.
It's a good test.
Okay.
And well, Jess and I have the answers.
Yeah. Yes.
Already. Yes. So.
Yep. So we know they can't change them on the spot here. Just to.
Dang it.
They are already they're in stone.
I'll be honest. I already forgot my answers.
So congratulations.
It'll be a surprise for all of us.
Okay.
All right.
Question one. What is our favorite fiber to work with?
Oh, geez.
Yarn.
Nailed it.
Wow.
By fiber,
I mean, technically speaking.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not incorrect.
He's not incorrect.
That was beautiful.
That's at least half a point.
What's the yarn made of?
Wool.
Beautiful.
Nice.
He's also not wrong.
I mean, that's like a half point.
Yeah.
I give it a half point.
Oh, it's like. It's the really soft one,
which,
right?
Yeah, which one?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure is.
Merino wool.
What animal is
did
it from?
What did he just say?
He just said merino wool.
Congratulations. Is that correct?
I love that.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Good
all right.
Job, Pat.
Yay, starting Pat.
The least specific work in my life. I don't know to what level of specificity we were going for here.
All right, Frank, last chance.
Oh, geez.
What's it going to be?
Oh, it's the, okay. Oh, sheep wool. No, alpaca wool.
It is alpaca.
It is alpaca.
Yay! There we go. Nice.
Look at that.
Good job.
So, all right.
I know my lady.
Bonus question. Bonus question. Why can't Tina work with alpaca?
She is allergic.
Yay.
That doesn't count for anything.
Drea is not.
No, she's not. But that'd be impressive. It was her favorite and she's allergic to it. No.
You are too, right, man?
Mm? Oh, yeah. Very.
What tool in our Notions bag is a must-have, like which is most important to us?
Oh, I got it. Drea's stitch markers.
Oh, right? Not quite.
No?
No. Good guess, though. It's very good.
It was a good guess.
There, nothing like the actual answer, but that is a good point.
You You were nowhere close.
I mean, you made a face I forgot that might have been correct.
I didn't want to be like funny and be like, the needles, right? The needles. Like,
I mean, that's we're going to say like not the needles, yeah. Something
okay,
else.
Yeah,
so, take the project out.
Because that was my guess.
The needles?
Okay, so I'm not sure exactly what qualifies as a notion, but...
Something that like helps me work on my project.
It's not the project itself.
Okay. So we're talking stuff like the scissors, a tape measure,
yes,
stitch markers, all that stuff.
Yep, yes.
What about one of those cord making things? Is that a notion or no?
Oh, that is a notion.
An I-cord maker.
That is a notion.
Well, it's
that
not
is
that.
A notion.
Aww.
It's not that. It is not that, but that is a notion.
All right. Shall we?
What about, hold on.
No, you already guessed.
No, I was just listing notions. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So you got another shot.
So I know it's one of the three I named. Awesome.
No, it's not.
Oh, perfect. Even better. what is that? The hook that you use to finish stuff with? The little, there's a name for it. It's like a little crochet needle, but you call it something else.
To finish stuff with?
Yeah, like to wind in your ends or whatever.
That's not a crochet hook.
What is it?
It's a darning needle.
Yeah, that's it.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. He got there.
I don't think that counts because he did like a multiple choice. Like, oh, she said no to that. All right. That like, we'll do a
half point on that. He did suss it out.
So okay. Do we want to give Frank one more shot?
Yes.
To get the right answer. One more chance, Frank. What you got?
One more shot.
One more chance.
I'm like really trying to break it all down in my head.
It's tough. That meme with the equations running around the lady's head is what's happening to Frank right now.
Is it possibly... A row counter?
Oh,
the row counter thing?
Such a good
guess. That is a good guess.
It's a crochet hook.
Because you can use it to pick up your stitches.
Oh. You know what? I could see why he's thrown off because for your project right now, that is your main tool.
That is true. You're using that as your main thing.
That is your needle.
But Frank did have two really, really good guesses. So.
Yeah.
Those were actually very good guesses.
Those were very good.
We're going to applaud Frank because that was a trick question without realizing.
Without realizing it was a trick question.
That's all right.
That is fair.
It's all good. Okay.
How many projects do we currently have that we are working on?
That's what this number was.
Are we going with prices?
Let me see it.
Are we going with prices right rules here where I can't go over? Or are you expecting me to guess the actual number?
Guess the actual number.
Guess the actual number.
I feel like...
I say within one. So like if you say six and it's seven or it's five, you're good.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm going to say 11.
Oh. No. Very close.
Very close, though.
Oh, my gosh.
This should be easy for you, Frank.
Well, because you go like one at a time.
Yeah.
So it's just one.
Yeah.
Okay. She's staring at me like, don't you mess this up.
See, this was a very difficult question.
It's
for
a really difficult question for Pat.
I did not know the answer until I went and counted. So.
I think you guys had an episode where Dre was talking about being a yarn monogamist.
Yes, she is.
I am.
The answer for Tina is 15.
Oh, wow.
We did count them.
I did count them.
You know, I didn't know what this number was, but I think I was thinking like rows you were on or how many like rows Tina's favorite
had. That's
I was
what
like,
this
oh.
is. Well, see, when Jesus. I saw one, I knew what it was going to be. But yeah, wow.
And you know what the sad part is? I thought I pared down, and then I was like, how is it this high?
How many did you have before you pared down? How many did you start since?
I have no idea.
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us could have answered that one.
No. I didn't. That's I couldn't answer one. It.
All right.
I got it.
Look at you paying attention. 4. What type of project do we most enjoy working on?
Oh. I think for really...
For knitting.
Yeah, we'll keep it.
No crochet.
Yeah, I was saying, right now it would be turtles.
She's on a crochet hook, but not
Stan knitting.
It's not turtles.
Okay.
It would be turtles if this was crochet.
It would be turtles.
If it were crochet.
I am going to guess, I have like two things in my head, but I'm going to guess shawl.
That was a good guess, but it is not right.
Oh, my other guess was.
So quantity wise, I feel like you've made more hats.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you enjoy making youth sweaters more.
Those were both very good guesses.
They were good guesses.
I think Drea's answer socks, though.
That's
not socks. You know what?
Okay.
Phew. It's been a while.
It has been a very long time since I've done socks. But for knitting, most recently, it has been hats.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because you can bang them out in an afternoon.
Mm-hmm. It's fair. It's fair. Tina's was shawls. Oh.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like I don't even know me anymore.
It's been a while.
Yeah. So I like making shawls, but 90% of the time I can't work on them because I don't have enough time. Mm. But in terms of like what I get the most enjoyment out of, like I love finishing a shawl. I love it. It's like one of my favorite things. But I usually work on hats because I don't have time to do anything else.
Mm. I have a question. Yes. If we don't get it right the first time, can we get like one more shot at it?
Okay, well, I think we could do two.
We can do two shots.
We'll give you a second shot.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fair. Because, right. It is a wide selection. There's a lot of
stuff. We'll do that going forward.
And Steve is super sad right now. So
thanks, that was a Steve tough question.
Number five. Okay. What color palette do we most enjoy working with? Like what kinds of colors?
Like if you said yellows or oranges or something like that.
Oh, I didn't pick a color.
Oh, never mind.
Wait, not like a specific color?
So Drea picked like if you were to think of a set of shades.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like what kind of shades does she usually work with?
Oh, geez. Pat, you go first.
So I'm going to assume Tina picked a single color.
Sounds like Tina picked a color. Or a color type of color. Yeah, a color family.
A color family, yes.
Well, I'm going to say teals.
That's pretty close.
I would say, does that count?
Let me see.
I would say that counts.
I think that absolutely counts.
Okay. That counts.
It's in the color family.
Yeah. I put
blues. You put blues, okay. But blues. Teal is blues.
Teal is part of the blue family, so that's
I was saying like Seahawks greens. She likes that color.
But think about that. Think about that.
Really think about that.
Like what kind of color is a Seahawks green?
Frank,
your expression.
I feel like my life is on the line here.
Nothing is hanging in the balance of this game.
You don't know. I feel like I can't go home if I get it wrong.
Let me tell you, there is no prize for this game.
Yeah, there is no prize.
There's no winner.
Shoot. Oh my gosh. Think of it in that same vein, Seahawks green. It's just green. It's bright colors. Yes. She needs bright colors.
Bright colors or jewel tones is the answer.
See, I got that right in the first try.
While first she's try. Doing charades next to you. Those were charades.
Don't tell the listeners that.
That was just exciting.
We
hands.
Cut that part out.
That was jazz hands. Like, I don't
think. What? I wasn't sure if Frank knew what palette meant.
Trust me, neither did I. Palette, like taste.
God. Oh my god, I'm dead.
Like that's for a different paint? Kind of palette.
Oh my god. All right,
once
we got
again,
two
a different. That you put the soda on?
What? Yeah.
Palette. Listen. Whenever I hear that, I automatically think palette first, and then I'm like, no, they're,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God. All right. Two more to go.
Six. Which project are we most proud of?
Ooh. I remember it was a big deal when you made your first sweater. So I feel like I'm just going to say the sweater.
That is correct.
There we go.
It's the adventurous cardigan. Yes.
Yeah.
It's good the job. Only sweater that I've made. That so.
It could be one of two things.
Okay.
My guess is going to be the hat you made for your dad. Mm. And if not that, then it's the shawl you made for your grandma.
It is the shawl. It is a shawl, but it's not the shawl I made for my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
It's a shawl I made for my aunt.
Oh, okay. Close. Wrong family.
The
member.
Orchard House shawl. But you know what? I think the hat for my dad is probably like a half a point because, yeah, I do very much treasure all the knitted stuff I made for my dad.
Number seven.
Aww.
These are, I don't even know if I could answer these with Jess, and we actually both craft. I don't know if I would
be able to answer
these.
Because I'm awful.
Yeah, no, I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, you
I
could
would.
Probably guess the color one.
Yeah, some of them I could. But yeah, these are tough.
What's the last
they
one?
They are pretty tough. Number seven, and our final question is, what drink do we almost always have when we are knitting?
You should know this one. for sure. It's like the only thing I drink.
Seltzer.
Yeah, 100%.
You're always having...
Only thing I drink.
She always has water, right? Water is either water or like sometimes she has either water or coffee.
It's coffee.
Okay. Good job, guys. At night. She's not drinking coffee at night.
No. So now all of you go to your partners and ask them these questions. And when they fail, you can be like, you don't know me as well as they do on Part of Mustache. Good job, guys. That was very good. I thought you guys did pretty good.
You did. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Who won?
Oh, yeah. Who won?
These were hard questions.
Frank won round one.
Okay.
There's more.
Yeah.
But wait,
there's more. Oh,
wait, don't tell me.
Round two, we are playing Yarn Hieroglyphics. I'm going to...
Listen, Steve.
I am going to give you a knitting abbreviation. A knitting abbreviation.
Knitting.
No crochet.
Not crochet.
Knitting.
Okay.
And you will tell me what the abbreviation means. Our first one is a simple letter K.
Knit.
Knit.
That is correct.
Good job. Good job.
The next one is a simple letter P.
Pearl.
Pearl.
That is correct.
I feel like this is a team effort.
These are going to get progressively harder.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is, we're starting slow.
I almost said punter.
No, punter. Incorrect.
This is not football.
S. T.
Can I see the ST? All right, thank you.
I'd like to see the hieroglyphic.
Can I phone a friend?
Stitch.
Oh, stocking it.
It is Stitch.
Oh. Damn it. Oh. Got you, Pat.
We are getting a little competitive here. Things are heating up. C-O.
Cast on.
Ooh.
That is correct.
Yeah, I was going to get that.
B as in boy. O.
Not an odor.
B O.
Bind off.
That is correct.
What in the world?
Wow.
I did not know that one.
I am so impressed right now.
I am too, honestly.
Y O. Not yo.
Yarn over.
Damn. I almost said yarn off.
Are you knitting in secret? Are you knitting in secret?
Pat is killing this round.
On fire right now.
I did not prep him whatsoever.
Honestly, I think this is more like a lightning round. This is nice. Yeah.
I listened to your show. You know that, right?
Oh.
Sure.
Oh. Listen, I listen, but I don't retain much.
This one might be tough. this one might be tough.
I just love that Trey just looked at Frank like,
PM.
Oh, that is a tough one.
That's
a,
yeah,
not
that's
gonna lie,
one.
I forget what that means.
That's a tough one.
Which is silly.
It's not project manager.
It is not. It is not afternoon.
Nope.
Is it practice marker?
Oh,
you're actually really close.
So close.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, it's not pearl marker?
No.
You were so close.
Really
you're
close.
Right there.
I think you should get a half point for
that. I will give you a half point for that.
It's place marker?
It is place marker.
I don't deserve that point.
We'll do, how about a half point for both of them?
Half point yeah, for
they
half point
both
half
got
half
there eventually.
I think that's fair.
I was saying, they worked each other.
They did.
I don't know how to.
Just, it's okay. Just, it nulls each other out because
they
both got
give him the point. It's fine. He took it.
It's fine.
Stitch marker.
S M.
Is that stitch marker?
No, it's not.
Stitch
it is not stitch marker.
Nope. No.
S M.
I don't. I'm trying to think what it is. What is it? Oh my God, we're awful. We don't even know what is it.
Wait.
Hold on.
I know what it is. Yes, I know what it is. Took me a second.
Listen.
Me and Dre are just looking at each other like, okay. Do we actually know this?
S M.
I know it's not Spider-Man.
No, I know.
It's Spider-Man.
It
yes.
is not Spider-Man.
10 points to Frank.
It's like, oh my God. It's I want to say like something marker. It's like safety marker, not safety marker. It is like.
You're close.
Space marker. Not space marker.
They're just going to say S words until it comes out.
Pat?
Like, I already took my guess.
Oh, you took your guess?
I guessed stitch marker.
That's right. Yeah. Do you have a secondary guess?
Because Frank's had like three now.
Yeah.
It took me a second. I can't believe I I blanked on that.
No.
I said safety, right? I said safety.
You did
marker.
Say safety.
You're still thinking football, Frank.
Not that. Not space. Aww. No. Shoot.
What do you do with a marker? Right.
I think yeah. We're
what do you do with it when you're working on
after you
and your project?
It. After you place it, what do you do with it?
Well, you lose it.
No.
That is fair.
I feel like you should get a point for that because he's not wrong.
Damn.
You. Slip it.
Oh, slip marker?
Slip the marker.
Slip
you
the
just
marker.
Move it.
Oh.
You move slip it, down it to the next the needle.
Yep.
Oh, I was close with
basically,
space.
It just means you don't do anything to it. You just move it down
yeah.
the knitting.
To hold the spot. So
slip
you
marker.
Know where this, yeah. Slip. But here's me. He's looking at Meg. I'm like,
both of us looking at each other like, what the hell is this guy?
And I mean, you're like, wait. I was like, do I know it? Am I thinking the wrong thing? Because I feel like.
Okay, but I have had patterns. I'm not going to lie. I have had patterns. That did exactly what Pat said, and they use SM for stitch marker, which yeah. is really confusing and annoying.
Yeah.
So
I yeah. don't like that.
No, I don't yeah. either. It's irritating.
It definitely isn't.
Oh,
stitch
Oh, we're
marker.
Getting into the big guns now. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go, Dre.
They are getting progressively harder. Don't forget.
Oh, Jesus.
So we have this one, which is M1R or M1L.
make one row / make one. I don't know what the L is.
You're close.
So close.
Make one row, make one loop.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's close.
That's a good guess. But it is not it.
It is not it.
Not make. No.
You have the first
two are correct. Are correct. Yep. The R and the L is not correct.
But you're overthinking.
You're overthinking, yeah.
The letters.
Yeah, you are.
Dang. Oh, man.
How do make I tell one, what side is which?
Make one right, make one left.
That is correct.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
That is correct. With an assist from Tina.
Yeah, no problem.
Knit two together, purl two together.
Whoa. I know. She didn't even announce
I
it.
I couldn't
yet.
Even see, like, the corner of Dre's finger. This dude got a bird's eye view of everything.
Okay.
It's all right. It's all right.
Drea has to say the abbreviation before you can spit it out.
I feel like I need a buzzer.
K2TOG or P2TOG.
Knit two together.
You just said it.
No, I
was
just saying.
You didn't. Oh, yeah. I still had to say it though.
she's got standing on principle here.
The next one is KFB or PFB.
Knit front back, purl front back.
Whoa. That is actually right.
Thank you.
That's correct.
So,
wow.
This game's getting real competitive.
Frank, your confidence.
On that one. On that one.
Just that one.
Unless they're all the same after that, I don't know.
SSK or SSP?
This is a tricky one because I think it's like a it could it like you're not thinking what it is.
Okay. You're not.
Okay, can I see it one more time?
You can see it. SSK or SSP.
Stitch, slip, knit, slip, stitch, purl.
Can you say that one more
so
time?
Close.
That,
close.
It?
So close.
Slip,
you're very
close. Stitch, knit, slip, stitch, purl? That's not it?
You're like right there.
The middle word is wrong.
Yeah. Don't overthink it.
No. You're overthinking it.
You're overthinking it.
It's not stitch.
No.
Nope.
It's slip. Stitch. Slip, slip, knit.
Yay!
Slip, slip, purl. There we go.
That is correct.
Good job, Frank.
Reading is fundamental. I feel like I'm in class. I didn't bring my notebook.
There will be a test. This is the test.
Or your pencil. Jeez.
P-S-S-O.
Ooh.
I'll be honest, I don't know that one off the top. I know what it is, but I don't know what every single word is off the top of my head.
So
it's
when I see
to
that,
admit your flaws.
I never actually think of it as all those words.
Right.
I just think of it as one word.
Yes, exactly. Me too.
Yeah, I see that and think, do the thing.
Yeah.
Yes, just do the thing.
DTG.
Do the thing. Yeah, pretty much.
P-S-S-O.
pearl slip stitch over.
So close.
Very close. Very, pearl, very close. Very close.
Pearl slip slip over.
No.
Very close.
Patrick was closer.
Closer.
One more guess.
Pearl slip stitch over.
No.
That's what Pat said.
That's what Pat said. Pearl slip stitch on.
Sorry. Oh.
No.
You had
pearl slip stitch off.
It's not pearl.
It's not pearl. Slip stitch over
is correct.
Is correct.
Pearl slip stitch over?
So close.
Oh, that is so close. Yeah. Oh, that is so close.
It's not a word we've used yet.
Yes, yeah. I will tell you. It is not. It is a new word added to the vocabulary. It's definitely slip stitch over, but the P is something else.
Patch slip stitch over.
Oh, that is so close.
This is ridiculous.
Pull? Did I say pull?
I think Frank was closer.
Pass? Did you?
Yes, that is correct. Pass? Yes.
You got it.
See, and I also pass second stitch over for whatever stupid reason.
But yeah, but it's the same motion.
But usually I just look at that and say pass over.
Yeah,
perfect.
Nope, then we do.
Also say pass over. Yeah,
that's all it is.
Pass over is pretty much correct.
So who's in the lead with points right now?
Oh, gosh.
Actually, you guys are tied.
Oh. Oh, my God, Frank, what the look?
Frank is actually super competitive.
I see that.
No, this is how I game. This is like...
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen this side before.
Starting to shake.
Lock in. I'm starting to see a vein come out of Frank's head. Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
You okay there, Matt? How you doing?
Good.
I think he's contemplating salami. WIP.
Work in progress.
That is correct. Just a little bit.
Killed that one.
K T B L.
That's a tough one.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
That's a good one, but it's a tough one.
I did take a second.
K T B L.
Knit, tie, bind, loop. No.
I like that. But no.
You got some.
You got two of them right.
Two correct. I'm not going to tell you which one.
Oh, knit two. Something left. Knit two, but
no, Frank.
No, Frank. No, your first one was better.
Yeah. It was better. Yes.
Knit.
I don't know if you guys have done this one either. I don't think you've said that. It's L is not left. I will tell you.
Yeah,
that.
L is not. No. Left.
They've guessed it wrongly in other guesses. Yes.
Oh.
That word has been said, but it's been guessed wrongly.
Knit two, bind loop. Oh, no, no. I think I already said that.
You did.
He did, yes.
Exactly that.
But you're back to the two correct words.
Got any guesses?
Knit together back loop.
You are so close.
Oh, that's a good one.
You only have one word wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I'm not telling you which one.
Knit together bind loop?
No. You're further apart now. Now you only have two left.
You're very close.
Knit tie bind loop?
That was what Frank said. I really like that.
We can confirm that it's not knit, tie, bind, loop.
Okay. Knit together.
You do have.
Between. I don't know. Knit.
You
That's
have,
a tough one.
You have knit and loop right. And you have said the correct B letter as well, but.
Yeah.
You did. Not.
Knit, not the. Not
knit,
the T.
Top, bind, loop.
Mm-hmm. It is not bind.
Knit twice, behind, loop.
No, you're getting further away.
You're getting True. Further away, but
I think we might have
behind was kind of close.
Back.
Back oh, was the back. Correct one.
Knit together back loop. No. Knit together back.
The together is
not
wrong.
Not together, but
knit
two. Knit tie back loop.
Back loop
again.
No tie.
It's not there tie.
It is not tie. You guys are going to be so mad because it's like such a common word.
think prepositions.
Yeah.
Below.
Good job, teacher.
I thought we agreed it was back.
It is back.
We're not talking about back. We're talking about the T. Think about a preposition that begins with T.
Top.
Nope.
Toward.
Twist. Knit, twist, back loop.
I don't know what that is, Drea, but that is a bad charade.
Knit through back loop.
There it is. Through back loop.
I thought it was knit the bat loop.
No, knit through the back loop.
Well, I learned something today.
I mean, if you think about it, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, that's true.
It is.
So, okay.
So how does that point system work there?
Who knows at that point? I mean, to be fair, you're only supposed to have two guesses.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should get the point.
There
is no point there. That took way too much help. That was really
charades. This brought in Drea's charades again, so I feel like if Drea's got the charades going on, you want to do that one more time?
I do.
Stop.
SL1KYs.
K-wise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wise is the word.
Wise is the word.
It's not an acronym.
So you need SL1K.
SL1K?
Yep.
SL1K.
And it should be noted that the L is lowercase.
Stitch, loop, one knot. One knit, slip loop, one knit, stitch loop, one knit.
I will be a little bit helpful here. If one of the letters is lowercase, it's usually attached to the
first
letter.
It's part of the first word. Yes.
That's what I was trying to imply.
Yeah, I'll help you out there.
So SL is one word. Yeah.
We'll help out there.
We will give you that one.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Slide one knot.
Oh, that's really close.
Slide one knit.
It's not slide, but the motion is there.
Patrick.
It's not slide, but the motion is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It's close.
What a riddle.
Similar motion.
You have used this word in other
answers. Yeah.
Answers. Correctly.
Slip.
Yes.
Yes.
One.
Okay.
Knitwise?
Yay!
Good job. Good job.
Similarly, you can also slip one pearlwise.
It's true.
Nice.
You can also slip one unwisely.
I like the slip one pearlwise because read it, it just looks like slipwise.
It does.
If you're slipping one unwisely, does that just mean it's a drop stitch?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We just made that up right now. Side note, I really love the fact that none of us are knitting in this episode. Not a single one of us has touched a project.
I am way too invested. My project,
literally, my every project listen, is set I gotta aside. Pay attention.
My project is watching.
This is an exciting episode. It's like
so we're having a good time.
Okay, guys, tell me what tinking is.
Tinking?
It's when you go back to the project and find where your error is and correct it without frogging it, I believe.
I mean, that's pretty damn close.
I think that's fair. That's a fair answer.
I
would give that to him.
Bonus question. Why is it called tinking? Why do we use the term tink?
Yeah, Pat, you'll get the point for the tinking, the motion of what it is. But why is it called tinking?
Why do we call it tink?
Because you're tinkering with your project.
I love it.
I mean,
that's very cute.
It's not right, but it's so sweet.
I feel like you told me once and it had something to do with Tinkerbell.
No.
That is way wrong.
Did you say I told you that?
I don't know.
When did I talk about
Maybe
Tinkerbell?
I Googled it. I mean,
none of those things
What
are
does
true.
Tink mean?
Tinkerbell is not involved.
I feel like it's called that because you're trying to figure out what's the error. So in a way, you're just trying to maneuver your project in a way to just find the errors.
I mean, this is great, but you guys are putting...
He honestly sounds
so much simpler than all of that.
He sounds so confident.
Yes.
The confidence is like...
I love your confidence.
It's great.
Yes.
Confidently giving the wrong answer.
It might help to look at the word.
Mm.
Why is it called that?
Why do we say it is tinking
instead of like?
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Oh, because it's sinking, but you're missing a letter, just like your project is missing a stitch.
Very confidently wrong. It's called tinking because your yarn is all tinked when it comes out of the project.
That's not it.
No.
It is tinking because it is knit backwards.
And that is what you're doing.
Well, I get to have a negative point.
You're unknitting. You're knitting backwards.
Oh, I didn't say
but
that.
But that's a good point. It does.
I honestly thought it was because the yarn was chinked because it had all these bends and stuff in it. Knit
backwards.
Those are
kinks.
I'm going to join the team with the boys because apparently I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
I like mine at Frank explanation.
Which one? I mean, there were so many good ones. Good. Really? Yeah, so
good. That's I think so we should funny. Change the definition.
That's so funny. So Pat gets the point for that still, though, right?
He did know what the process was.
Good job. Yes. Good job, Pat.
But tinking is just knit spelled backwards. What is frogging?
It's when you... Do you want to answer, Frank? I jumped in there.
You hit the bell first.
Like if somebody wants to tell the joke...
It's when you're ripping your project apart. Like a frog, rip it. Perfect. That's why it's called a frog.
Good job,
100%.
What is yarn chicken?
Oh, I know what that is.
Yarn chicken?
Yeah.
Yarn chicken?
Yeah.
Give it a try, Frank.
Give it a try. I want to hear Frank's answer first.
Oh my gosh. Yarn chicken is when, so your yarn, right?
This is going to be good.
I'm waiting for it.
Go on.
Yarn chicken. Mm-hmm. Yarn chicken, isn't that when your project kind of like becomes like not like a part but gets to be kind of like rugged, almost like the feathers are coming out of it and stuff like
I
that.
I love this explanation.
And it looks like as soon as you grab it, like pieces kind of like flutter off of it, like it's chicken like flapping its wings, something like that.
No.
Oh, damn.
But I loved everything about that answer. That was flawless.
I feel like you're thinking of pilling.
Oh, that's so good though. Okay,
so I should get a point for that.
That was not the question.
Pat's kicking my butt right here. So.
Pat, what's yarn chicken?
So from what I understand, it's when you are trying to estimate how much yarn you have left and how much project you have left, and you're banking that you have enough because you don't have any more. So you're quote unquote playing yarn chicken.
That is cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I liked
Frank Dancer.
I did. You know, until Jess said pilling, I had literally no idea where that was going. I'm like, I don't understand, but the pilling makes sense. Nice. Yes.
I'm just glad there was no eggs involved.
What is a swift used for?
A what? Making cakes.
Swift, not sift.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. I said what I said.
Cakes.
You are not wrong, but that was not the question.
What is it?
Winding yarn. You said what is a swift used for?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like winding up
yarn.
Oh
my god!
Making cakes.
Cake.
No, I thought the bake.
I was thinking
the
cake.
Pastry.
A yarn cake.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I get that now. I did not understand this answer.
Wow. We're both on the same length, baby, because I was thinking the same thing.
Guys, I've been baking a lot lately. This episode is so unhinged. I love it. I love every minute
Pat,
of this.
Pat, that doesn't correct. No, actually, that was very
correct. That was actually very correct. And I am mixing my hobbies in my head.
Making cake, no.
That's what I thought so too.
Making cakes.
A literal cake.
Yes.
That holds the yarn while you make the cake.
I feel like we need merch now that says making cakes on it. I loved the delivery of that. It was flawless.
Making cakes. Why do we block? What is blocking for?
Oh, blocking is when you're done with your project, right? And you want to make sure it's like a shawl or something. And you have to... make sure you stretch it out, not stretch it out, but lay it out so that it comes to form and it dries out and all that stuff. I think you wash it and all that stuff.
That's cool.
Lovely.
It's been a while since I had a right answer, I feel like.
But you've had some really good attempts.
Oh, yeah.
Really good attempts.
I love your attempts.
I do too.
They're my favorite. Are you ready for the last question of this round?
Yes.
What is... a noop. N-U-U-P.
And there are multiple accepted answers.
Oh, yeah. I will take the correct answer and my answer.
And the part of my stash official answer.
Yeah, yes. Part of my stash answer.
Which is different from the real answer.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, but I know it's something that no one wants to do.
You're not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Oh, is that when you finish your project and you have to close it out?
No.
No? No. What is a noob? I don't know if I ever even heard that. Have I heard that before?
Frank brought it up a long time ago.
Frank, I really hate to tell you this, but this is a catchphrase that Drea has said multiple times.
It's on our merch. Oh.
It is on
People our know us for this.
Oh, jeez.
Frank, this is your woman here.
I know.
Frank, I thought you knew me.
Oh, man. What is a noob? A noob?
What does noob sound like?
Well, the shirt sounds, it says like noop, more like a nope.
That is Drea's interpretation of what a noob is. But yeah. What is an actual noob?
Is it similar to like a bobble where it's a really difficult thing to make that some people like and some people don't, but most people hate it type of thing?
That's not wrong.
It is similar to a bobble.
It is very similar to a bobble.
And I'm going to give you an extra point for that.
Oh, come on, baby.
Can you give a point to Frank because he's cute?
Oh, absolutely. Frank gets all the cute points.
Frank won the most cute award.
He did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Basically, like, whose line, you know?
There are no wrong answers.
The rules are made up and the points don't matter.
Yeah. So, for those playing at home, I'm sure you guys know a noob is a Pearl 7 together.
And you've done them, right, Jess? Oh, yes. Jess is the only one, I think, of the four of us that has actually done a noob.
Well, I want to say how you actually do it is you yarn over 7 times and then you purl it together when you come around the back. Yeah.
That's a hard noob.
It looks cool in patterns.
Oh, it looks beautiful. If it's done right,
it's done right. But if you don't do it right, it looks like a hot mess. So.
Yes. You got to do it right.
All right.
At the end of this round, we have Patrick accumulating 14 more points and Frank accumulating 9 more points.
That's not that far off. Yeah. I mean, this is still a tight game.
It is a tight game.
But man, Pat, you killed those terms.
He was killing those terms. You did a good job, Pat.
He killed it.
Okay, we are in our final round of Nailed It. Where the points are double.
Ooh, the points are double.
I mean, this round is hard. This is your comeback, Frank.
Oh,
double Jesus. Points. Okay. So in this round, we are playing The Price is Right.
Oh, great.
I will show you an item from this basket, and you will guess the retail price for this item to the nearest 5 without going over. You ready?
I'm very bad at prices, right?
You go first on this.
Listen, me too.
I think it's fair if you guys go back and forth of who goes first because, you know, that's. So one will start and one. And I think Frank should get a handicap here. So you're going to go first.
I'll go first this time.
Yes. And then Frank will go first.
Okay.
I don't know why you think that you're going to be bad at this. We watch Price is Right all the time.
I think you'll do it, Frank. I gotcha.
And you're so much better than me at it.
Also, Price is Right usually doesn't have yarn.
That's fair. That's fair.
And plus,
yeah, it's not like you're pulling out
microwaves. Then maybe we might know. But.
And it's a lot of reruns from years in the past. So Price
when that stuff is way cheaper.
That is true.
You're guessing stuff and they're like $20 and you're like, what?
Listen, add inflation, Frank.
Our first item from this basket is Juniper Moon Farm Cumulus Rainbow.
Oh,
I will let you see it.
You can touch it.
You can touch it. You can read the label. There is no price tag on this yarn.
We took all the price tags off.
Smart.
Feels expensive.
But what is expensive in yarn?
Like,
is
feels like I can't afford this.
My turn first.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $18.
Okay.
Frank?
I will say
$17.99. Oh, God.
So if you thought it was less than 18, you could have just said $1 and still won.
Pat, don't matter to me, man.
Oh, God.
Meg, how much is this Juniper Moon Farm Cumulus Rainbow?
Juniper Moon Farm Cumulus Rainbow is... $23.
Oh, Pat.
That is 2 points to Patrick.
$17.99. You went the wrong way. If you said 1801, you would have won that.
I know, I know. But I had no clue. I have no clue.
The next item in this basket is Groovy Hughes Fibers, Silky and Grooven, Shawl Length. I will read the label for posterity.
Okay.
The base is Silky and Grooven Shawl Length. The yardage is 600 yards. It is 2-ply fingering. The fiber is 80-20, superwash merino, and silk. And if you must know, the colorway is Frenchy.
Oh!
Okay.
You are allowed to touch it.
You can't look at the label.
But you cannot look at the label. I'm sorry.
Missed one. Sorry.
I'll look away when I'm touching it. Sorry. Okay. Silk, French. Was it
80% wool and then 20% silk?
I'm gonna say that is probably, that might be like $21.
Okay.
So aren't they out of business?
No, they're back. Not in really. Business. They were out of business. I bought that when they were out of business.
But this is retail, so this is what, yeah, what it would have, what she would have paid for it when it was, when it was live, not what people would pay for it now.
Yeah, this isn't Urine Saver prices, guys.
Or scalper prices.
So yeah. You guessed 21?
I guessed 21.
I'm going to say 23.
Mm. Meg, how much is this Groovy Hughes fiber?
49.
Whoa!
Nice. This is like a double length.
This is silk, and it's a lot. The yardage is key. It's 600 yards.
Oh my,
a normal
Lord.
Fingering weight is going to be around 425, 437. Guys, I just realized this is going to expose me in a lot of ways. My husband. Can I see this again? Pat's face.
You bought that a really long time ago.
Wait a second. When Pat's face, when you said 49, was like,
Also, you bought a couple of these for me. And I got them, or no, like you traded them.
See, yes.
Got them in trade. I got them on sale.
I wanted it a raffle.
Like that cumulus, that was mine, and I traded it to you for trade.
No, that shawl length is probably at least 10 years old. I've bought that a very long time
This
ago.
Has been around a while.
Yeah, yeah, I've bought that a very long time ago.
What's the street value for something? All
right. No, if I put it up on Yarn Saver, it would probably be at least a $30 item.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What about down the block?
Why?
I don't think anyone down is buying this.
Are we going to shady sell it on the corner? Yo,
I got silk.
There's boxes of that stuff here, and I'm just wondering if,
oh my God.
If there's a place. Oh.
Your average person, Pat, is going to give you $5 for
yeah.
this.
Yeah, they don't know.
They're
the
not going to know.
Yeah, unless you're right. finding like a yarn fiber back alley street store. Yeah. Like maybe.
A gang of fiber. Just all right.
Our next item from this basket mm-hmm. is a full set of Knit Picks double pointed knitting needles in size 8.
Oh!
Nickel plated.
Mm. And these are authentic needles?
They
as
are
opposed to what?
Are you
knock-offs?
Saying I have knockoff needles?
Knockoff Knit Pick needles.
That real silver?
Wow.
No, nickel.
It's nickel plated. It is nickel plated, as I previously said.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Real nickel?
Yes, genuine. Nickel. 100% genuine nickel.
Melted okay. down. White gold needles.
No, probably. When you inevitably lose one.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the type of needles I would never use if they were freaking gold.
There's a note on here. It says, traveling the world to bring you affordable knitting. So I'm going to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just so you just gave that note to Frank, just so you know.
That's okay.
Well,
all
right.
That's good.
You need to be like.
Make your bets, gentlemen.
Patrick.
$9.99. Okay. I'm honestly thinking this might be like $13.49.
Ooh. Okay.
Meg, how much are these Knit Picks double pointed needles?
$10.99.
Oh.
So who gets that? The Pat?
He didn't go without over. Going good over. Job. You oh, went over. Went sorry. Over. Sorry, Frank.
I'm not good at these prices, Trey.
That's okay.
She's like, you have no idea how much my stash is worth.
I know. The only one getting exposed right now is me. I'm not enjoying this game. Actually, no. I have to say, some of these items I pulled from the Yarn Saver inventory, so oh, wow. I did not pay those retail prices.
And this was a present.
That was a present.
That was a present.
This was a present from me.
Yay.
Next out of this basket is Farmer's Daughter Fibers, Craggy Tweed DK. It is an 85% merino wool, 15% NEP.
Nep. That's this stuff here. Yeah, the tweed. Okay. It's the stuff that makes the tweed.
It is 231 yards, and the color is Mountain Man.
Got good weight to it. It's not as squishy as I thought, but...
But it is soft.
But it is soft, Jerry. Good detail.
It actually is very soft considering that it's a tweed.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It goes really well with the three brown ones I have, which I eventually want to put together and make a project.
Made in Montana, huh?
Montana.
Keyhaw.
Wow.
Farmer's Daughter's Fibers. I am so sorry.
No, I'm not making fun of them.
We're from Connecticut. We don't know better.
Put it against your cheek pad. It feels good.
Just bash yourself in the face with the yarn.
Frank, how much would you say that Farmer's Daughter yarn would go for? Retail.
I think $24.
Okay. Patrick? Talking to the mic.
$25.
Okay.
Meg, how much is this Farmer's Daughter Fibers?
$30.
Oh.
That's nice, though.
So cool. It's very nice. It's a nice tweed.
So far, Patrick is smoking Frank in this category.
I got nothing.
The next item from this basket is a set of three full set of Addy Flexi Tips in US-1.
I just want to preface this because I was surprised. These are not priced the way you think they're priced.
Okay.
So think abnormally. Because it's not.
Think abnormal.
Right. Even because that was a Yarn Saver item, and when I found it, I was like, are you kidding me? I just want to say that because it is kind of a trick one.
And it is for the full set of three.
Correct.
Full set of three.
It's supposed to be for sock knitting.
Patrick, at what price point would you put these Addy Flexi Tips?
$69.99.
Franklin.
I'm sorry. I couldn't keep a straight face. I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess $22.
Meg, how much are these Addy Flexi Tips?
$26.50.
Frank.
Right? Nice job, Frank. Nice job.
Good job, Frank.
It was close.
That actually you were very close.
Can you believe that's how much those are?
Yeah, dang. That's pretty good.
So I was so surprised when I saw the first retail. I was like, oh, this must be like overpriced, some seller or something. No, I went to Addy and they're selling it for that too. I'm like, this is insane.
I almost said 24. I was like, no, that's, well, maybe.
Yeah, you would have been closer.
It would have been okay.
It would have been okay.
Yeah.
For that, wow.
Right?
That's wild.
Don't buy them.
I like that one too, like though. One. That one's, I've made a whole sweater out of that.
It's a good color.
It's a great color. Mm-hmm.
Next from my basket of fun, I have Barocco Vintage Chunky, a machine washable blend. It is 52% acrylic, 40% wool, and 8% nylon. It is blue.
Yeah, I was going to say the color is just a random
it's
number.
It's a blue with a, it's called Blue Moon, actually, is the color, and it's got an awesome like red halo. I love this colorway so much. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
It is really nice. It is 136 yards, and it is made in Peru.
I don't know why they don't put the name on it, but I do know it's called Blue Moon.
Yeah, when you look it up, they like Ravelry almost.
I don't know why they don't put it on the label, though. It's very weird.
Some people pick it by that, guys. I know. It's got a cool name.
Oh,
I only remembered it because someone I followed knit with it, and I was like, I need to get that yarn, but then I didn't use it all and I gave it to Tina.
Bulky. It feels nice.
It does feel
nice.
Very
nice. It's like a cloud. I'm gonna say that is probably like $32.
I'm guessing it's somewhere between like $0 and $11, so I'm just gonna say $1.
Meg, how much is this Barocco Vintage Chunky yarn?
$9.
Ah!
Nice. $0 and $11.
I mean,
That was pretty spot
on. Nice.
Now I'm like sitting here. Did you look at my yarn saver stuff? Because that's like the range that it would be from like different, not zero, but like.
Yeah, but isn't acrylic mean it's like synthetic? Like it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, acrylic is
acrylic
yarn,
typically yes. brings the price down.
So that's why I assumed it was synthetic.
Yeah. This is killing me because I have the exact same yarn and it looks 100% different.
I know, yeah.
100%
different. The lot different on this is crazy.
Yeah.
Next from my basket of fun, I have Fiber Optic Yarns, Heaven Worsted. It is 70% superwash merino wool, 20% cashmere, 10% silk. It is 205 yards, and the colorway is Peacocks.
It is wild.
Yeah.
How different my colorway is.
I had two skeins of it. I already used one, and that one was less blue than that one is.
Yeah. Well, mine is like dark and almost like purple.
Mm-hmm. That's how, yeah, the other one I had was more purpley.
It's wild.
This is absolutely stunning.
Though. It is a beautiful yarn.
Beautiful color. This is from a couple of Rhinebecks ago.
Yeah. Patrick, how much would you pay for this?
How much did you pay for
that? Would
that
be zero.
Patrick, how much did Tina pay for this?
$34.99.
I honestly think that's like $38. Like 38, something like that. 38.
They are both over.
Yep. Oh. Both over.
Sad trombo. Mm.
The correct answer
on Price is Right. They get to
go again. I have not watched Price is Right since I was a toddler.
Both are over.
It's been a while.
Okay.
All bids are over.
Okay.
So we get to try again. The lowest guess was $34.99.
Okay, so if you don't mind,
it is less than $34.99.
So I'm gonna say $28.99.
$29.
How much is this Fiber Optics yarn?
32.
All right. We're getting there. Is that the last one? I think that's
Frank,
the last one.
Frank, you didn't get that
you
one.
I didn't get it? Am I not paying attention?
He said 29.
He did one above you.
Oh.
He
didn't
have any of
excuse me. My phone.
Yeah, we were like, yes.
I love how you raised your fist and everything. In victory.
Oh, not paying attention, Pat.
Two more to go.
Two more rounds or two more?
No. Two more items.
Two more items. Oh, okay.
Two items. That's it.
I have in my box of fun Open Exito. It is 100% acrylic. It is 220 meters.
How many furlongs is that?
Okay. Yeah, no.
The colorway is 420. It is also a peacock blue.
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm trying to remember, so like acrylic, what?
It is 100% acrylic.
Okay, so that's like that, judging by what happened last time, it brings the price value down. So I'm gonna say like $8. Okay. $8 for that little thing.
Patrick?
I think it's under $8, so I'm going to guess $1.
Meg? How much is this Open Exito yarn from Portugal?
$1.30.
Oh, you kidding me? Dang.
I feel like that was almost a little bit unfair.
Oh.
Is that euros or
dollars? Wow.
That is translated from euro.
Wow.
So it was $1.
I paid a little less than a euro for it.
Nice.
And you know what? Surprisingly, it's pretty good. Like
it's actually surprisingly soft. This is why I'm telling y'all. Y'all are sleeping. Oh, yeah. I'm going to Portugal and buying. I buy that at the Fetish. They have like these street fairs, and that's what they sell on the street. Like it's not bad.
No,
it's very. And nice. That's like, why I bring an entire suitcase.
Can I see that for a second? Yeah, it's actually it's a little bit softer. I mean, granted, it's much thinner, but it's a little bit softer than the Barocco Vintage Chunky.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's very nice acrylic yarn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is surprisingly nice considering how much you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last one.
I think I'm behind you.
I'm behind.
I hope you don't mind
just it. Just a skosh.
Our last and final lot on Price is Right Yarn Edition. I have a Madeline Tosh Bunny Treat Bundle.
Oh, geez.
This is Tosh Merino Light, and the pack is called Carrot Cake. There are three skeins of yarn in this pack. It is all Madeline Tosh hand-dyed yarn. It is all 100% superwash merino wool. They are all three one-of-a-kind skeins.
All three are one-of-a-kind.
Yes. And it is a pack of three. Price it at a pack of three. There's like an amber color, a orangey red kind of color, and then a light blue color.
It literally looks like carrot cake.
It does all look like carrot cake. It's stunning.
I feel that's very pricey.
$89.99.
Franklin.
So I was feeling almost, yeah. I'm going to say like $90. Like that goes up. That's up there.
Tina, play my sad sound effect.
Oh, no.
You are both over.
We're both over.
You're both over.
That's a good thing.
Anywhere near that.
Okay. I mean, a pack of three.
That's a good thing.
A pack of three.
I didn't pay that. I will say this. It is a discounted pack of three. So I didn't pay like the individual price that would be assigned to each of those three. It was like a discounted pack.
A lot of times when they come in a set like that, yeah, they're pricing it less than what three skeins together would cost because it's a pack.
Just to help you guys out.
It's called
a bundle. I did a coupon, babe.
So
the lowest price was
$89.99. Yeah, it's not $89.99.
So then I'm going to say $50.
I'm going to say $51.
Do we have like a celebration sound effect?
Yeah. Oh, I have the cash register. Do you want me to do the cash?
Do the cash register. This was $50.
Good job, Frank! Yeah.
Put it on the board.
I will give you double points.
Yeah, for getting on the money. Yeah, you'll get 4 points, Frank.
You'll get 4 points for guessing the correct actual amount.
Good job.
Nice. Here's a bonus 1,000 points.
No.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah, that was Jimmy Beans, right? You got that?
Yes, it was Jimmy Beans.
And like I said, they don't have those on the site anymore, but they are going to be coming out with some more soon. Mm-hmm.
So at the end of three rounds of Nailed It, Knit Edition, we have Frank with an accumulated total of 20 points. Yay!
Yeah.
Frank, you did so good.
It was my first try, too.
It was your first try. However, we also have Patrick with his accumulated point total of 32.
Wow. Nice.
I don't know. I hit buttons.
I liked it.
Thank you.
And that brings Pat Gleason to winner status.
A plus.
Congratulations, Pat.
I have no prize for you, but you can eat from this candy dish.
Pat, good game. Fair game. Good handshake. Fair game.
That
good
was
job.
Actually a lot of fun.
It good was job. A lot of fun.
I actually thought my points were lower. I'm actually,
you
it's were not that
not
bad.
That low.
I don't
no.
think it's that bad.
You weren't. You really
I'm actually super impressed with both of you. Like, really impressed.
Because it could have easily been zero.
This could have, it could have been totally a train wreck. Like, these were not hard, easy questions at all. No. So,
and just a reminder, these guys know nothing like outside of being
neither
with
of them
us.
Are knitters. Yeah.
Yeah. They are not knitters or crocheters or any kind of fibery artist person.
I am terrible with prices. Terrible. So like
it's all from osmosis.
A win for me.
Yeah. No, you guys are great.
Right on the money. That
totally
was really
great.
Good.
Like that's tough. That's really good.
So I think most importantly, did you guys have a good time?
Oh yeah. I loved it.
Pat's eating snacks.
I had a good time.
like I'd play this again. This'd be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would.
Well, if you want to hear more of Pat and Frank being silly, let us know.
Because it can certainly be arranged.
We could do this again.
We absolutely can.
Absolutely.
That is it for this week's episode. If you are interested in Madeline Tosh yarn and their bundles that they have available, check out Jimmy Beans Wool. At jimmybeanswool.com. You can also check out our blog at pardonmystash.com for more information as well as pictures regarding our current projects, patterns, and yarns. Be sure to tune in next week for more laughs, love, and llamas here at Pardon My Stash.